Pool Works pre-game interview.
For Pool Works, time to have a chat with a man who played 69 games for the Cats, a couple of games for the Kangaroos. His side, a pretty good one, running around this afternoon for Barwon Heads, and just an all-round good bloke. We thought we'd get him on for a chat to see what he's up to in life, having just reached a milestone birthday. We won't give away which one it was, about 6 months ago, but he's been good enough to join us to have a chat. Marty Christensen, great to see you, Marty.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me, and great to be here.
Young fella running around in a very, very different jumper to what he's been in for most of his life, wearing navy blue and green at St Mary's to here in the royal blue of Barwon Heads.
Yeah, he's look, I think he's 26 now, and he'd been at St Mary's since he was seven, Auskick, and the opportunity came to go somewhere else. And, you know, like anything in life, it's good to change it up and move somewhere different. And he's very happy, yeah, which is the main thing. You know, that's what you want.
He got in late in the season into the senior team at St Mary's, but he got the tap on the shoulder after the prelim when Nick Connors came back, and he went back to the twos, and he handled himself with aplomb in the reserve grade decider, of course, best on ground. But what's it like as a dad when your young fella gets the disappointment of not running around in the big one?
Look, it was disappointing for Sam, firstly, and for us, but just proud of the way, as you say, he handled it. And, yeah, Thursday night was a bit tough, but it, coming out Saturday, put it behind him and had a good game. And I think he lost no admirers from the football club, and certainly mum and dad were pretty happy about that too. So, yeah.
You wore the 47 and the 15 with aplomb at the Catch. You would have been pretty impressed with what took place last night at GMHBA Stadium with the performance of the boys.
Very surprised, very very impressed, yes. I was there going there thinking it was going to be a very tight game, and I thought the first five or so minutes looked like it was going to be that, and then the Cats just opened them up. Just the running power, you know, and Bailey and Holmesy in the middle, they've really made the midfield their own, and great support, obviously, from a cast of others, Tanner particularly, and James Walpole as well, adding depth. And yeah, look, it caught everyone by surprise. Look, you got to feel for the Dogs. They've lost some players through injury, particularly Sam Darcy, which no one likes to see that. So, yeah, a bit sad, but the Cats are going well. Yeah.
So you're tied up with the past players. What's your role there? And I believe the past players have made a little bit of a shuffle. They've got a nice new little home in the Selwood stand.
Yes, the club have been great working with us in the last few years, since the Joel Selwood stand has gone up. We found a room up in the Bruce Moore Room, which is home to the Geelong Cricket Association, and on match days we've put ourselves up there, which is nice and close to the seats, and a little bit more intimate, but it's a great vibe. Yeah, it's great. My role there has been, I've been on the committee for about 10 years, and just trying to get past players back to the club and of all generations. And you know, we know that's challenging at times, because particularly some of the younger players or the more recently retired players have left. They move on to other clubs, or they're involved in local footy, coaching, etc. So sometimes you just have to wait that little bit longer for them to come back a bit more.
You've got a good core group there, though, haven't you, the past players?
We do,
All the past players groups in all the AFL clubs, it seems to be a very healthy club.
It does. Yeah. I think one of the contributors to that is we do have our own home ground. And so having your own home ground, the club have been great. Steve Hocking, magnificent, obviously a past player himself.
It helps.
It does help. But the whole board at the footy club and the staff there have just been fantastic in helping us get that room. A lot of other clubs I know, speaking to many of them, they don't have that luxury. They have to perhaps hire a room at the MCG or at Marvel and do things that way. So we are very lucky in that regard.
Chase, and from yourself, you've retired from coaching.
I retired in 2017.
Well, no, but it was a big thing, though, wasn't it, in terms of Sam was obviously coming through then at that stage too, and you had a pretty... Like, of the current group of St Mary's players, you had a real hold on a lot of those players coming through.
We had a tremendous group of kids.
Yeah.
We had a lot of depth, and it was Colts too back then.
Yeah,
and I really felt the Colts grading allowed those kids to stay in the game a little bit longer.
Yep.
I personally would like to see that return. I don't know if that'll be done. I know the AFL Barnum got a lot on their plate, with particularly at GFL, so they've got a bit of work to do. But they were just great kids. I mean, when I stepped into the coach, they won four flags already.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, oh, you won't be next year. And it's like, we had nine boys at the Falcons.
Yep.
We had... another half a dozen playing at Geelong College. And I think we had a list of two teams of about 59 boys.
Oh, wow.
Which was unbelievable at that time. Again, Colts, so you're talking about a 2.5 year age group,
not two years.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
But it certainly set the club. Like, you know, we always talk, and lots of people are envious of what St Mary's are now.
Yeah.
But I remember 20 years ago, so 10 years before, they had no juniors.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there, but I hear the stories.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the stories are there. Yeah, like that, you know, 10 years ago was the real the fillip for them. But they worked bloody hard to get those
hard.
Players.
And they still work hard.
Absolutely they do.
Right, people think that it comes to... But there's a lot of people that work very hard. Now, my home club is Lara, right? And I'm very saddened to see that they don't have a team this year. I continue to stress to... coaching that years ago to say get your juniors right. Get your everyone knows that that's the secret to success, right? You get your juniors, that's where your base will come from. And you play kids and they don't let you down because all they want to do is have a go.
Yeah,
so,
that's it.
Anyway, as opposed to some other recruits they might have picked up in recent times.
Before I throw you to Dowlo, probably a nice segue. Yeah, just touched on the Christensen name is intrinsically linked with Lara, and that's you and your brothers. And obviously, Damien coached the club, took them to their first grand final in the GFNL before they won the flag under Chops Rickman in 94. Damien went public with his health battle early in the new year. Can you just give us an update on how Damien's tracking?
At the moment, Damien's having a real battle. He's been suffering a lot of pain this last few weeks. It's just trying to get on top of that. He's just such a... he's my hero, basically. I mean... It's just been really painful to watch this happen to a good person. We know things like this don't discriminate, but he's just such a warrior, and he's always thinking of others, and that's the way he coached. He always wanted to get the best out of others, and look at just at the moment, Tom. It's not a nice thing at the moment. He's just really battling. So
we pass on our thoughts to Damien and Karen and the kids.
Thank you.
We hope things can improve and give him some better quality of life. Dowlo.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Since Sam started down here at Bowen Heads, what's been the thing that's maybe stood out to you about the way that the club handles themselves, runs themselves, different to St Mary's?
I suppose you do notice a slight difference. They've only had the one game so far. They have then had a bye. So there's a real, not that St Mary's, there isn't a strong sense of community, but you can feel here that it's more like the older days of community football. I think the other thing is everyone knows that the Bellarine is in a healthy state.
Yep.
There is competition across all the teams, and that hasn't been the case in the GFL for some time, and it doesn't seem to be improving. So I don't know what the answer is there. We know that some of the clubs in the northern suburbs in particular struggle to get kids, and my only thought is you just got to keep working and working and working and getting kids in those areas to play footy.
Chris O, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. You've given up golf this morning. Usually be whacking off early at Swan Island at Queenscliff Golf Club, but you and I ran into each other at the Leopold Sporties of all places. On Easter Sunday. What were you doing playing golf? How did you get the leave pass for golf on Easter Sunday with Paul Kelly and a couple of beers with your brother?
I live alone, mate, so I don't have to worry about leave passes.
Yes, like that.
We were playing down at Kerr Lewis, and I got a mate that gets me down there, so... And he works at the Leopold Sporty, so we often venture back there for post-golf discussion.
Perfect.
Love it.
Really appreciate you taking the time to join us. As I said, please pass our regards on to Damien. We really appreciate that he was so open with us and also the Geelong Addy when we did contact him about his health battle. And we'll keep sending our best there. Enjoy the game this afternoon. Sam's probably going to have a big one playing on Aiden Grass.
It's going to be a big game. I was just talking to half of the Anglesey boys who are from St Mary. I think there's about four or five of them.
I've already ran into Dave Batson and had a chat with him.
Yeah, and Will Clark's an assistant coach there, and we've got Maxi Orgarinis, assistant coach at Bowen Heads, and there's a real nice little connection across the two clubs, and let's hope it's a good game.
Right, good luck at Pennant tomorrow.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Marty Christensen.
Kimberley, looking forward to it.
Pool Works pre-game interview.